From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Barack Obama is wrapping up 2 days of barnstorming across Florida, and in a moment we'll hear about John McCain in Pennsylvania today. In Florida, Senator Obama is pushing for early voting, which began this week in the state. Today he held a rally in Miami and a more low-key forum in Palm Beach. As NPR's Don Gagne reports, Obama has continued his focus on the economy.
There is a lot of anxiety about the economy in Florida, and at events across the state, Barack Obama is putting it in stark terms for voters to digest.
115,000 workers have lost their jobs in Florida this year, more than any other state in this country.
This is from a rally in Orlando last night.
It's getting harder and harder to make the mortgage, or keep up your gas, fill up your gas tanker, or even keep the electricity on at the end of the month. At this rate, the question isn't going to be, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? The question is, are you better off than you were 4 weeks ago?
The Obama campaign is also working its ground game hard in Florida. Campaign officials say that thanks to new signups, registered Democrats outnumber registered Republicans in the state by 650,000. They feel that is their secret weapon here. This was at Palm Beach Community College this afternoon. One of those new voters is 20-year-old Justin Atkins, who's a student at the school. Atkins has heard the caution from Obama that people can't take anything for granted.
I mean, right now he's telling everybody not to get overconfident, but I do feel really confident. Today I'm looking at this crowd right now and seeing how diverse it is, and that's amazing that there's so many different people from so many different backgrounds supporting the same exact cause in the same person.
But despite Atkins' optimism, Democrats in this part of Florida have a hard time feeling confident about anything. It wasn't far from here, back in 2000, where the nation first heard the term hanging chads. It was ground zero for the controversial Florida recount. That memory is just another motivating force for many Floridians, including 46-year-old Corey Metzler.
But also for the residents of Palm Beach County. We've been beleaguered with hurricanes and the housing bust, unemployment. I myself am unemployed. We've been looked at as the absolute scorn of the nation. We can't even count our votes right. We want change, and the first change is our self-respect.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Early voting began yesterday, and 80-year-old Ed Levin has already cast his ballot.
There was a wait of about an hour all told. The people who were working the computers and registering us, it was a brand new experience for them. So they had trouble. If a glitch came up, you had to wait till the supervisor came over and could make. Other than that, it was a great relief. I'm voted. I'm in.
That's music to the Obama campaign. He holds a slight lead in polls in Florida, but the state is still very much up for grabs on Election Day. But Levin's is a vote that's already in the bank, no matter how the next 2 weeks play out. Don Gagne, NPR News, Palm Beach County.